So please welcome Michael Kaplan.
So we needed to buy a bed. We had a California king, which was really the only thing that I had brought to the marriage. And it had seen two previous girlfriends, 3 years of living in sin, 13 years of marriage, two children conceived in, bouncing on, sleeping in the family bed. And we had moved it about six times. So after 18 years, it resembled an enormous soggy saltine cracker. But it was a challenge to shop for a bed. One of the reasons, because my wife and I have completely different approaches to consumerism. My wife, Susan, will go into a store, she will find something that she's interested in, and then she will find all the other items that are like it, compare it, leave the store, go to other stores, find equally relevant items, compare them in her head, ultimately come to a decision, which is usually not to buy anything at all. And according to the Myers-Briggs personality test, she is intuitively assembling information and processing it, and out of the 16 personality types, they call her the architect. My style is that I go into a store and say, I want the blue one. And according to the Myers-Briggs personality test, I'm a four-year-old in a shopping cart. I just want to get in, get something, and get out. And that's my MO. And I'm like totally dazzled by marketing. There is nothing that mesmerizes me more than the new product shelf at Trader Joe's. Because I will look at all those weird-ass combinations like cayenne, brown sugar, German tequila. And I have to have it, you know? I mean, the moment I look at the label with the sombrero and the Kaiser helmet, I'm gone, you know? I've just got to try it. But the other thing that was difficult was really just the process itself. Because when you're 20 and you're shopping for a bed and you're lying on mattresses, it is all about the frisky future. And you're doing that silent calculation about how much sex you want to have, how many ways and with how many people. And if you get a few good night's sleeps, that's great. That's just a bonus. But it's really different when you're 48 and you and your wife are just lying on mattresses together in the middle of the store. I mean, it's not like lying down under different trees in the cemetery. But there is that feeling, this is the bed I'm gonna go downhill in. This is the bed where I'm gonna start to ache. This is the bed where I'm gonna wake up stiff all over or wake up with night sweats and review every choice I've made, including the choice to buy this bed. This is the bed where I'm gonna have less and less sex and forget more and more things and have to face the fact that they're, fuck it, I'm not getting this bed. Let's lie down on another one. So it dragged on. We tried everything. We looked at memory foam and foam tops and gel and old-fashioned box frames and coil mattresses. And then we walked into a store that had just opened. It's in that little sunken mini mall at Orcutt and Broad. And we walked in and we immediately saw a bed frame and a headboard. Liked it a lot. And the manager told us, well, I sell mattresses that are 100% organic latex, which is like the cayenne brown sugar German tequila of mattresses. But, you know, we tried it, and it was really comfortable. And so we went away, and then we came back, and we tried it again, and we really liked it. And amazingly, we bought it. We handed over the credit card, signed, sealed, and arranged to be delivered. And that's when I did something really stupid. which was I stayed up late and read online reviews about my mattress. Now, has anybody here ever written an online review before? And I'm not talking about Yelp, because that's different. I understand Yelp. I mean, if you're at a restaurant and you don't like the service or they burn your cheeseburger, you can pull out your phone and go, I'm just going to Yelp the shit out of this place. And, you know, there's immediate gratification there. But I'm talking about going on the Sears website and writing about a household product. Anybody? I'm really glad, because I don't like to generalize about any segment of the population, but these are haunted people. You know, these are people who 40 years ago would just hang out in bus stations, you know, and start the conversation, are you going to Houston? Yeah, I know a woman in Houston. She changed my life. Not in a way I like to remember. You know what I'm saying. But now, you know, they can go online at 4 a.m. and write, the Westinghouse FS Futura is an upgrade on the standard energy efficient model. For $350, you can get a dozen extra features that won't refrigerate your food, yet left me cold. You know what I'm saying. You know, so it would be like walking in McCarthy's bar and everybody's talking about mattresses and appliances. And I started to really freak out for a few reasons. One was that everybody was in one camp or another. They were either saying, this feels like sleeping on a cloud, or, you know, Jesus, you might as well buy some tofu and throw it on the floor and lie down on it. The other thing was that there was a comment that kept coming up, which was that after about a month, the mattress would poof up in places, like particularly if two people were on it, would just poof up in the middle. And then there was just this eerie, unsettling feeling that if I let this bed in my house and thought about it too much and it got under my skin, I would end up like them, just one of the haunted product reviewers. So in the morning when the truck came, I was out like a shot. And before they could even open the back, I was telling, the owner was there. He was going to set up the whole frame and the headboard. And I said, look, I mean, what's the deal with, you know, the mattress poofing up after a month? And he said, well, it's organic latex. There is some compositional response. Which I thought was the greatest euphemism I'd ever heard. Because he was basically saying, yeah, it gets lumpy. And I kept hemming and hawing and not wanting to have the delivery take place. And he finally said, look, sleep on it for a month. And if you don't like it, then I'll come back, I'll pick it up, I'll give you a full refund. Just put a couple of mattress pads on it. And I knew that that was very generous and very flexible. But what I really heard him say was, yeah, this is the bed where you're going to ache and get stiff and they'll be sweating and regretting and less and more and you are going to face the pit of your existential despair and also likely lose all control of your bladder. And at that moment, I decided, no, this is going to be a happy bed. I am going uphill in this bed, and I let them deliver it and set it up. And I can tell you that after 6 months, there was some compositional response. There was sort of a latex mountain range that grew between my side of the bed and Susan's, but that was okay. What I discovered was that I was not a man sleeping on a cloud, nor was I sleeping on tofu. I was on a life raft that I was always so happy to climb into this bed at the end of the day and leave all the baggage behind. And, you know, as far as this mattress goes, I'm content and I'm grateful. And I'll never buy another one like it. You know what I'm saying.